Hallelujah. I want to say good morning to every one of you. I want to say welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. And I want to say thank you to the family of faith that is with us today. Only Believe Church, we love you. And I want to say also thank you to everybody who's been posting videos of Easter, thanking God and just being kind one to another within the church family. I want you to know that that's been exciting for us to get to see everybody. And I want you to know that we will be doing some more posting of videos this afternoon. And so keep those videos coming, keep those shares coming. I think it's been something that's been very beautiful for the family. Now, I also just want to thank you for being with us this morning as we come into celebration of Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Happy Easter to you all. And I thank God that this is one of the greatest days of God's confirmation of his love for humanity and his intentions for humanity. And though we would love to be celebrating this with you face to face, I think it's also most appropriate that we get to celebrate Jesus in the midst of all this going on, because he is the answer that brings us through every challenge that we'll ever face our lives. Amen. So we're just blessing you with the goodness of God this morning, and we're just thanking you for being with us. And right now, we want to just step into a time of celebration and worshiping our Lord and Savior as we are here together on this Resurrection Sunday. God bless you, and thank you for being with us.
Amen. Well, stand and join with us in your living rooms, wherever you're at this morning. We welcome you to join in and praise and worship and celebrate our risen King this morning. That made a way for us. trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Sing that one more time. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a
Resurrected King. through my soldiers lost in vain, was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God is round the grave. Our God is round the
Everlasting.
and lifted up, be glorified forever. Jesus has overcome, declaring now together, Most High and lifted up, be glorified forever. Jesus has overcome, declaring now together, Most High and lifted up, be glorified forever. Jesus has overcome, declaring now together.
For the everlasting love has won, in eternal praise we will lift him up, in eternal praise we will lift him up, in eternal praise we will lift him up, for the Lamb has
that are with us right now. And Lord, right now I just feel it in my spirit that there may be some watching us who are not saved or who are in a backslidden condition and have not been living their life, so to speak, for the Lord. And I just want to take a few minutes right now and just encourage you that if that's you this morning, if you are not saved and you don't have the comfort of Jesus every day like the Lord would want you to, that I'm just going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to say a prayer with you. And right now, whether you're backslidden or you have never been saved and you're watching us and you're with us today, just say this prayer with me. And I promise you that the Lord says, cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. And right now, your life is going to change. God is going to begin to work on your behalf. Father, right now, just say this prayer with me. Say, Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Father. I thank you that he went to the cross to give me forgiveness for my sins, and that I receive him now as Lord and Savior. Now, God, I thank you that I am saved, and I am now a child of the living God, and from this day forward, you're going to help me live my life. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with us, I pray that you would comment into us and let us know that you have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you've backslidden and you were part of church, but you haven't been and God has called you back, I promise you that today is a great day of turnaround on this Resurrection Sunday. Now, we're going to go right back into worship and God bless you.
Stars they wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen. The body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, the war on death was raised. The power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome.
Hallelujah. sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We
come on, let's sing this this morning. It doesn't matter what situation you're finding yourself in this morning. Whether you have a job, whether you don't have a job, whether you're sick right now, God's going to heal you. But we're going to sing hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. He's alive this morning. There's no sickness. There's no death. He's alive. He's alive. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing.
We do sing hallelujah because he is definitely alive. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's so good to be with you this Easter Sunday. Amen. Resurrection Sunday. This is the day that we symbolically celebrate our Savior's resurrection from the grave. Amen. I thank God that on that day, earthquakes happened, angels appeared and shouted, and just the witness goes on and on in the Bible of the confirmation of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, and we put our trust and our faith in him. Again, if you said the prayer of salvation today for the first time, or if you have rededicated yourself, please send us your comments letting us know so. We want to reach out and we want to encourage you and pray with you and just get you started in that path of following God. So please, please send us your comments and let us know that you said that prayer of salvation, and we are here for you and we're excited. And to all of the church family, I just say good morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited that you're here with us on this Easter Sunday. And one thing I'm excited about is, boy, we reached out to have the church family put out some videos for Easter. And I tell you what, it has been quite a response and quite a joy to see all those videos. I believe that we're going to have a few more videos to post today. And the ones that have been posted out there, please go through and make sure that you read them and like them, and you let your family know that you are glad to see them, because it's beautiful, it's a blessing, and it's very good. I want to take just a few minutes, and what would be a better day than on Easter to make sure that we remember to give? Amen. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. And I want to remind each and every one of us of the tithing covenant from our Lord and Savior. When you give tithes and offerings, God has made a promise through his commandments that when we do that kind of thing, when we release our tithe, which is a 10%, when we release our tithe and when we release offerings, our Father from heaven is faithful to give back to us. Amen. But what I'm most excited about is that the Lord says that when we give our tithes and offerings, he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. I want you to know that by tithing and giving, the Lord can bring provision to you, and he can rebuke the enemy off of your stuff and off of your life. And I want to remind you that when the people first came out of Egypt and they were following the Lord and they were beginning their journey, remember that they had clothes and shoes that did not wear out for 40 years. Amen. And the Lord was just with them and blessed them. And the Lord will add his super to your natural. Anything you give to God, he will add to you. And you know what? I just want to encourage you today that this would be a great time during all of this that's going on in the world, and that you would even consider the idea of sowing above and beyond. Release a seed today. Just confirm your faith. And I tell you what, I have heard so many testimonies of how God is saving and helping his Christian people. You know, one of the amazing things to me is even down in the North Carolina and to some other places where I have friends and stuff, the story seems to be the same, that for people that are serving God, somehow the Lord is supernaturally providing for them through this pandemic. And of course, we got people that are in those first responder places and different things like that. But God has called us to this time, and he has made us well ready to go through anything that we may need to go through. So this morning, I'm just going to pray a blessing over your tithes and offerings. Father, I just pray blessing over people today, God. And Father, as they are faithful to tithe and give offerings, God, you are faithful to open up the windows of heaven, God, to pour them out a blessing, God, that they cannot contain. And also, God, you are faithful to rebuke the devourer in their behalf, Father. Lord, you come, and God, you supersede enemies. Anything the enemy would try to do against us, God, you turn it around, and you bring blessing from many different places, God, and you just provide for us beyond anything that we would ever know, God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So again, I want to say happy Resurrection Sunday to each and every one of you. And I just thank God that he's with us. Amen. Praise God. And again, just one more time, remember to post your videos so that we can all see and hear from you. And that's been a great blessing and a very good time for us to do some things, even though we can't be together today. We are together. Amen. And, you know, I thank God that one thing I believe that we're learning at this time is that, you know, the church is well beyond the four walls that we come into. And don't get me wrong, I cannot wait till we get to come together again as a church family. You are all missed. You are all loved. And I tell you what, you cannot replace what it is to assemble together under unity, to have the commanded blessing and the anointing of the presence of God that comes when the corporate group is together. But I also know that we are learning that our church is far beyond the four walls of a building, amen, and that we are learning what it is to come together again as family and what it is to make sure that those foundations within our homes and within our families and even our church family are solidified and built upon, amen. And I'm going to preach to you this morning this message, and I tell you what, I want to tell you that I'm getting ready to preach to you, and I was mentioning videos, and what I want you to do is make sure that you send your video to myself or to Pastor Regina or send it on Messenger so that we can make sure that it all gets out there and gets seen and gets enjoyed, and that'll be a great thing for you to do. And right now, I'm getting ready to get into preaching this message, and I want you to know that for me and for you, I'm going to preach from the standpoint that God's greatest confirmation of his love for us is this weekend that we celebrate Easter. Amen? Amen. I want to remind you that in the providence and the preeminence of God, and in the great caring and protecting loving nature of God, I want you to know that it says in Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. Woo! Of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I want to really emphasize to you that this is a confirmation of God's love for us, because it was never a backup plan for God to send Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus was slain from the foundations of the world. And what that means is, from the very beginning of entering into a relationship with mankind, God had made a covenant promise within himself to make sure that he would always provide for humanity. And I tell you what, our God has been faithful. And I tell you what, our God has always made sure that he provided a way for man to have relationship and for man to enter into eternal life with him. Amen. I want you to know that when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he knew from the very beginning of bringing his life to the earth that his course was to walk out the will and the direction and the love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And we know that on this Easter Sunday that we symbolically celebrate the time that Jesus went to the cross and then was resurrected for us, I want to remind you that it was purpose, that the Lord knew what the will of God was when he came to this earth. And he even told his mother, "Mom, I must be about my father's business." What was that business? That not only would Jesus, through his life on this earth, prove the miraculous power of God, prove the love of God, but he was going to fulfill his destiny of going to the cross to be resurrected so he could take the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan, return it to where it belonged, and made sure that he made a pathway for humanity to live life. Remember, the Bible says that God has come that we would have life and life more abundantly. And also remember that we're not just going to have life in this earth. It says in Mark chapter 10, 28 through 30, that not only will we have a hundredfold portion of life and blessing and joy and peace on this earth. I want you to know something, that even though the world might be in turmoil, you don't have to be in turmoil. Amen. And I tell you what, I also want you to know that the prayers of the church and the call upon the church, I'm getting excited because I'm seeing it start to be impacted around the world. I love it because news programs are putting things on TV about prayer and about Easter and about searching God. Even our president is declaring that the prayers of the Christian family of faith is going to make a difference when we're fighting the coronavirus. Amen. I tell you what, this week I even saw, I forget his name. But there was a man that's been singing the gospel for a long time, and he was on TV singing Waymaker on a news channel. Michael W. Smith, he was singing, and they were talking about some kind of thing that they were doing to celebrate this Easter. But it was amazing because even on a TV news station, they let him sing the entirety of Waymaker. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, because we know that our God is the Waymaker. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just going to preach to you today about the greatest confirmation of God's love is this weekend that we celebrate, because it might seem like it was a backup plan, but I want you to know it never was. From the foundation, the Lord was slain on your behalf to make sure that we would have a relationship with God the Father. Amen? And I want to read something to you out of Romans chapter 5. And out of Romans chapter 5, verse 6, it says this. It says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us." Woo! "In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I want you to know something, that when the Bible says God commanded his love, I want you to know something, that it's showing you that God's love was intentional for us. Amen? I tell you what, we as human beings could never even consider giving our son or giving our grandchild, praise God, to even save one life. We wouldn't sacrifice our child to save other people. But what's powerful is that when it comes to God, his love and his mercy is so far beyond our human thinking and our human mindset that it says here that he commanded his love towards us when he gave his son. I want you to know something. What that means is that God was intentional in his love towards us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. I want you to know something. As much as we are thankful that Jesus died on the cross, we should be more thankful that he resurrected from the grave. Amen? Because the Bible says that we no longer know humanity after death or after the natural man, but we should know Christ and we should know ourselves after the resurrection. Amen? And I tell you what, that just like Jesus went to the cross for us, every time in our life, he has given us a right to become the children of God. Because if we believe in Jesus and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we have a right to be saved. Amen? And I tell you what, that there is a life out there that is great and that is filled with peace, that's filled with joy, and it's filled with answers every time you need it because God is with us. Amen? Woo! It says here, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received atonement. I want you to know something, that we can rejoice in our relationship with God our Father because of the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. Amen? I want to just declare unto you this day that this is our confirmation day of God's love for us. And I'm going to take you to 1 Peter, and we're just going to see what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1. And I believe I'm going to begin to read verse 17. It says, and if we call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And this is not a natural fear. This is not the kind of fear that comes from darkness. But what it means is pass your time here in a reverencing love and an authority under God, where you let him be the Lord and Savior of your life, where you rest in him and you trust in him. It says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Oh my goodness, I tell you what, a life for a life. And I tell you what, silver and gold could have never atoned for us or paid for us. Amen? Amen. See, first of all, that should let you know the value of humanity. The value of you right now watching me is a price that could not be paid by silver and gold. See, you can't even value yourself at $1 billion, because $1 billion of wealth is not enough to pay for your soul. The only thing that would atone for you and the only thing that's made a way for you is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? And that precious, perfect life. Do you know that Jesus lived his life without ever committing a sin? That means that he never did wrong towards another person. He never did wrong towards God. He never let the devil come into his life and do anything. I want you to know that Jesus was sinless, and he paid that price and made sure that he lived a perfect life so that when he laid down his life, he could rightfully pick it up so that you could live your life. Amen? It's powerful to know that silver and gold could never pay the price for you. It says, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained. Here it is again for you to see. Foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. First of all, I want you to know that even from before the world was ever put into motion, the determination was already made that Jesus Christ was going to be the Lord and Savior of the world. Amen? And what's so powerful about that is that it says that this was before ordained and that it would happen in these last times for you. I want you to know that Jesus' life came upon the earth just in the determined time that God had for humanity. And I want you to know something, that what it did was it allowed humanity enough time on this earth to be here. And Jesus, through our Father, made the statement of God's love for man from eternity, from then until now, and the love that God is going to have for us for all eternity. Now, what's important is that you have got to make the decision. And if you haven't already, and I know many of you watching me have, but if you have not already, I want to encourage you to make sure that today is the day of salvation, and to make sure that you make the decision to not just be a bystander, to not be someone that just thinks about it and considers it, but that you would be a person that would determine now that just the way God loved you and chose you from the foundation, that you would love him and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I want you to know something that we see in the Bible countless times, where the Lord shows forth his love because he ordained the very fact that Jesus would come and give his life for us to be saved. Woo! Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. I think that all of us are learning, even during this time of this virus, I hope you're learning that our faith and our hope should be in God. Amen? And I tell you what, the Lord did not bring this virus, but he's going to remove this thing. And I believe that we are going to come back to a time where revival is hitting the earth. I believe even now people are turning to the Lord and calling out to the Lord. And we're going to see a time of great revival and reviving of the church and life. And that we just need to be ready to know that our Father and our God is a loving Savior who would give himself for humanity and stretches forth himself at all times towards us. Amen? Amen. I want to just go right now to the book of Romans, and I would just want to read this to you, because again, I just want to confirm to you that God's love is always for us. Amen? Amen. I want you to know something. God is not against humanity. Listen, I want you to know right now that on this Resurrection Sunday, that you need to know for sure that God is not looking to judge you. God is not looking to bring an end to your life. He's looking to bring a beginning to your life. He's looking to bring a fulfillment to your life. I want you to know that when we see that God guaranteed, even from the foundations of the earth, that he loved humanity, and now we see in the resurrection of Jesus, you know, by the time Jesus came to the earth, if God wanted to judge humanity, he had countless reasons to judge humanity. I want you to know that throughout mankind on this earth, there has been times where we have followed the Lord, but there certainly have been those times and those people who actually even try to refuse to believe that God is real. Amen? Now, I don't know how you could be on this earth. I don't know how you could see that humanity is the only part of life that has the creative power to think and grow. And over the years, we've improved how we've built homes, and we've improved our roads and technology, and we're the only creative beings out there that keep creating. And I don't know how you could not believe in a God in heaven that created us. But I want you to know that over the years, there's been some humanity who will even deny God's reality. Amen? And by the time Jesus lived on this earth, certainly there had been enough people that tried to establish other ways of living other than following God. And that's why I say that the greatest confirmation of God so loved the world is the fact that Jesus came to this earth and that he resurrected to give us salvation. Amen? Because if God wanted to judge humanity, if God wanted to cut humanity off, he had all the right to do that by the time Jesus lived on this earth. But God showed his intention towards mankind, is his intention towards us from the beginning, because when he had the opportunity to not have his son go through it, he had his son bear the cross. He had his son be wrongfully accused and bear pain and suffering for the entire world. He bore it just so that he could come and give us life. Amen? And if that doesn't express the love of God towards us, I don't know what would, but it does. And I want to read to you out of the book of Romans chapter 8 and just share a few things for you in verse 28. And it says, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be confirmed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I want to give you a charge today, people, that just like Jesus picked up his cross, let us make sure that we take up our cross. See, in this scripture right here, the Bible's telling us that we don't get to receive God and then live life any way we want to live. The Bible says that we are supposed to be conformed to his image. Amen? Now, are we going to be perfect the way Jesus was perfect? Of course not, but we do have faith. We do have grace. We do have the love of God, and we have his supernatural ability to live the life that would reflect Jesus. Amen? Instead of being filled with hate, we have a lifeline to be filled with love. Instead of being filled with fear, we have the lifeline of God through the resurrection of Jesus that we can be filled with peace and hope and have a great life on this earth. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And when he called them, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. I want you to know that God has called to all humanity. When he made Jesus the Savior of the world, I want you to know that he put out a lifeline to all humanity. Amen? In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about the fact that how we do we know it's the will of God? Because it is written in the Word of God that it's the will of God for us to be saved. But I want you to know something, that he put out a lifeline. God is calling to you. And if you would receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, especially on this great day, any given day, this is the day of salvation. And I will tell you something, that when you reach out and call upon the name of the Lord, immediately the Lord will receive you into salvation. It doesn't matter where you were yesterday. Doesn't matter what you were doing yesterday. Doesn't matter what you said or did right up to the very moment that you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The minute you call upon him, he's going to justify you. How does he justify you? He justifies you on this great day where Jesus was raised from the dead after going on the cross, and he has made a way for all of humanity. And the God is justifying you through the work of Jesus by faith. And then as soon as he justifies you, it says that he glorifies you. In other words, he will put his grace upon you. He will put his mercy upon you. God puts his name upon you. He puts his touch upon you, and he starts to empower you to live this life. And you're going to find that in this life, when you are living for our Lord and Savior, you're going to receive favor. You're going to receive grace. You're going to be touched by the goodness of God. You're going to begin to notice that something has changed, that you have peace where you used to have fear, and you have hope where you used to have doubt. And all of a sudden, where you used to feel like you had no worth, the value that God has placed upon you from the very ordination of the world and from the time before you were even your mother's womb, that value is going to come upon you, and you're going to know that you have purpose and you have a place in the kingdom of God. Amen? It says here, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. What? My goodness, I tell you what. If you ever had a doubt in your prayers, how could you now, knowing that Jesus Christ makes intercession for us? I tell you what, it's powerful. No wonder Jesus said that when I go, you can ask anything in my name and the Father will hear you. Amen. I tell you what, it's an exciting thing that Jesus makes intercession for us, that Jesus will make sure our prayers are heard, and that Jesus will make sure that our prayers are answered. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what? When this word talks about predestinated, I want you to know something, that this is not a scripture that says that some people are predestinated or predetermined to go to heaven or predetermined to go to hell. I want you to know, if you've ever heard doctrine like that, that's bad doctrine. Amen. I want you to know that what this statement means is that it is predetermined by God that all of humanity, all women, all children, all men, all of mankind, it has been predetermined by the love of God that his will and his desire is for you to be saved and for you to one day go to heaven. Amen. I want you to know something, that that's what predestined means. Not that some people are predetermined to go to hell or predetermined to go to heaven. No, I want you to know something, that the Lord only has one will for humanity. The Lord only has one destiny for humanity. I don't know if you know it or not, but I want you to know that the only thing that's enlarged every day is the borders of hell. I want you to know something, that everything else God has already prepared for, but hell has to be enlarged every day because God never expects anybody from the human race to go there. Amen? You have to purposely kick, scream, and fight and ignore God and force Jesus out of your life in order for you to go to hell. Because the predetermined will of God for humanity is that all men and women should go to heaven. Amen? And I tell you what, we're going to look at that because I just want to put this in your heart today. And I just want you to know that this is for you. And it says right here, in the book of 1 Timothy, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I want to read to you. And at first it says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life and all godliness and honesty. And I want to just speak to the church for just a minute on this Resurrection Sunday. Amen? I want to speak to you that while we have leaders in place that are going to make decisions, we are the connection to whether their decisions are right or not. Oh, come on. I like it when I get to dig into the family of church, to the family of God for just a minute, praise God. I'm telling you right now that it's our responsibility as the body of Christ to pray for our country, to pray for our nation, Amen. To pray for our leaders, to pray for all of those who are in places of authority. I want you to know something, that we can never forget, even though this pandemic is going on, I want you to know something, it's not going to dry up just because people in the right decisions make the right decision. It's going to dry up because the people of God are in prayer. Amen. Woo! Praise God. It's going to dry up because the people of God call upon their God who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the God that loves this earth is going to be the one that removes this thing out of the hand of us. I want to remind each and every one of you that the Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, turn from wicked ways and begin to pray, he would hear from heaven and heal our land. Amen? So I want you to know that church, right now, it's clear in Scripture that the body of Christ can make a difference in humanity through how we pray. Amen? Because we have a right to live a good and peaceful life. Amen? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I want you to know something, people, that on this day that we celebrate Resurrection Sunday and we celebrate the work of the cross, we should know more than ever that it is the good, acceptable will of God for us to have a praying, God-based life in a relationship with him. And because of our relationship with God, he will do good for humanity. Amen. That's why we know things are coming to an end, and that's why we know that there's going to be revival, and that's why we know that there's going to be a strengthening that comes upon the house of God, because our God in heaven desires that if we pray, he will hear and he will do good amongst us. Amen? Amen. And it says this, who will have all men to be saved? And any time that you read this, that word men here means mankind. So in other words, this scripture is saying, who will have all humanity to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. What is the will of God for every single person on the face of the earth? That they would be saved. Yeah, but what if they've committed crimes? What if they've done this? You don't know how bad they've been. You don't know this. I don't care about those things. Because if we could find that person receiving salvation, they will be a brand new creature in Christ, and they will be brand new, and they can have their life turned around, and they can have lived a life of doing all kinds of evil and all kinds of ungodly things up till now. But the minute they receive Jesus Christ, that person can be made brand new, have a brand new heart, a brand new life, and they can become a functioning part of society to live the rest of their life glorifying God. It is the will of God for all mankind to be saved. That's why he sent Jesus. You know what? He did not send Jesus just to save one or two people, even though if you were the only person that would be saved, I believe God still would have sent Jesus. Amen? But I want you to know that God's determined love for humanity is that every person on the face of this earth would be saved and come to him. Amen? And I want you just to see what this scripture says. Who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. I tell you what, today the Lord would love to wipe away your yesterday with your future based upon him. Amen? For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I want you to be a people that without wrath and doubting, you lift up holy hands to the Lord. I want you to be a people that would never forget that Jesus gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I would love for you to never forget that there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. You know, I just want to tell you right now that without being mean-hearted, that every religion ever based on anything other than Jesus is just false traditions of men. Amen. Woo! Now, I don't say that to be mean. I don't say that to get you mad. I'm just saying it to give you the absolute truth that the only way to be saved, the only way to move from this world, and the only way to make sure you're going to go to heaven and have an eternity filled with the blessing and the goodness of God and escape hellfire, the only way you're going to do it is to celebrate that Jesus that raised himself from the dead. Amen? That was raised by the power of God that angels have testified of. And it's why we celebrate every year this time that our Lord and Savior has raised for us to be saved. Jesus is our lifeline. Amen? And I want you to know that he is the one who loves you. I want you to know that nothing catches our Father in heaven by surprise. Nothing catches him by surprise. And I want you to know that throughout the lifetime of humanity, God was never surprised how we would react. And he knew that he was always going to be the answer. And that's why we get to celebrate this great day, because our Lord and Savior came and he did what he did and he does what he does. Amen. This morning, I just want every one of you to celebrate the life of Jesus. Amen. I believe that during this Easter time, it would be great if not only you remembered your day of salvation, but if you would just reach out and share it with someone. I would pray that today, for those of you who are gathering together and having an Easter meal together, I tell you what, why don't you just take some time today to remind people of your salvation and what you did. And I want to take a few minutes to take some testimonies, or I will take a few minutes to see if we have any prayer requests. If you have prayer requests or something's been given, hallelujah, praise God, thank you. Okay, praise God, hallelujah, amen, praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah, praise Jesus. Boy, we have first a testimony. Hey, I praise God, Kyle Smith prayed the prayer of salvation today. He wants a change. Well, I tell you what, Father, right now, we just pray for him, God. And God, we confirm that not only is he saved, but he's blessed, God. And from this day forward, God, right now, even at this moment, Lord, he's going to notice some things and he's going to see things changing. And God, you're going to help him with every area of life, Father. Now, Lord, I declare your blessing upon him, God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 3 that you first sent the Lord to bless us. And God, you're going to bless him and help him, Father, in every way. In Jesus' name. Praise God. I pray for Carrie that your brother is a brand new Christian. But Father, right now, we just pray for him to be strengthened, Father. Lord, right now, he's finding it tough and feeling lost. But God, he's going to keep the faith, God. Lord, even right now, you're strengthening him, God. You're blessing him and you're bringing him through. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we just pray for Gene, who's asking for prayer, God. And Lord, we just pray purpose and blessing and increase, God, that you would just strengthen and you would help. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Uh-oh. Father, right now, we pray for Jennifer, God, who works at Menards. And Lord, her company is making some decisions that are going to be tough. And Father, we just pray grace and mercy upon her as she works, God, that Father, you would just keep and protect all those people who are in those jobs and out there, Father, and dealing with people, God. Somehow you're going to grace and give mercy and just strengthen. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, you know, we already gave people a chance to be saved. But God, right now, Father, Lord, if you're watching this program and you joined us after we've prayed and even during the message, if you have been, if God has been pulling on you to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, right now, I just ask you, Father, Lord, bring them to salvation. And let's just pray this prayer. If you'll just pray this prayer with me, you'll be saved and you can start your journey right now. If you're backslidden, pray this prayer. Say, Lord, I just ask you now to come into my heart and be Lord and Savior of my life. Father, strengthen me. I may not be perfect, but Lord, you're going to help me. And from this day forward, I plan to live as a Christian, God. Help me do it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling you that the Lord is bringing you to salvation. Now, one thing I want you to be prepared for is tonight at 6 o'clock, I believe that Pastor Jared is going to have a service for Children's Church with a special guest. Amen. And you're just going to be blessed by that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In these closing moments, what we're going to do is we're going to have communion today. Amen. And I know we've been doing communion, hallelujah, pretty regular, but I think it's important during this season and during this time. And we're going to have communion today in honor of this day. because the Lord had the Last Supper with his disciples. And I want you to know that when the Lord had the Last Supper with his disciples, he said that we are going to take this bread, and today we take this bread and this juice, and it is symbolic of the time that Jesus spent with his disciples. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll give you just a few minutes to get ready there. And hallelujah, on this Easter Sunday, praise God, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, I want to remind you that the Lord said, whenever you take this bread, whenever you take communion, do it in remembrance of him and his body that was given and beaten for us so that we could be healed and that we could see the best of God. And he also said that we're going to take this cup, hallelujah, in honor of him. But right now, I want you to take this. And the Bible says that when you do this, be sincere in it. That every time you take communion, it should be a confirmation of your faith. It should be a remembrance of why you serve God, not just in this life, but also in your hope in his return and the fact that one day we're going to be together in heaven. Amen. So let's just eat this bread in honor of him. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible says that whenever we take this cup, again, it is the symbolic reach of his blood that was shed for us. And boy, that is so critical on today, that he shed his blood that we might have life. So whenever we drink this, we do it in remembrance of our Lord and Savior. Let's drink this cup. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we just honor you today. God, as we end this service with communion, Father, we've done it in remembrance of the work of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. God, we have raised this cup remembering your commanded love towards us, and that, God, you gave a confirmation of how much you loved humanity and the fact that Jesus came, went to the cross, died, and was resurrected for all of us. And we declare it and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We have another praise report. Amen. Praise God. We got a praise report that Melissa's surgery went absolutely perfect. The doctors got all of the colon cancer out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Karen. Praise God. We love to hear that God is answering prayers. Amen. We know he does it, but it's important. The Bible says, seeing and hearing what God done, people will believe. Amen. And I just want to encourage you and thank you for being with us. I hope that you have a great finish to your Easter Sunday. And I want to remind you again that Children's Church will broadcast a special service at 6 o'clock Easter service, and that God is with us and that God loves us. Amen. And so let's celebrate, and until we can come together, we're going to always reach towards you. We love you guys, and just have a great, great Easter celebration day. Amen. God bless.